재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵 한국에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간 Headline Korean So keep yourself updated with the latest issues as we take a look at our 기사 제목 for today 오늘의 기사 제목은 수업 도중에 고함 늘어나는 ADHD 학생의 선생님은 괴로워. Students shouting at teachers. Teachers in agony from increasing number of students with ADHD. Let's take a listen to the clip.
ADHD를 겪는 학생들이 증가하면서 교사들이 골머리를 앓고 있습니다. 교육계에선 교권 침해 방지뿐 아니라 ADHD 학생의 치료와 다른 학생들의 학습권 보장을 위해 보다 정밀한 대책을 마련해야 한다는 목소리가 나올 정도입니다. 문제는 ADHD 학생이 증가하면서 교권은 물론 다른 학생들의 학습권까지 침해받는 경우가 늘고 있다는 점입니다. ADHD는 주의력이 부족해 산만하고 충동성을 보이는 것이 특징입니다. 이런 탓에 사회성이 발달하지 않은 초등학교 저학년 학생들을 중심으로 수업에 지장을 주는 경우가 많습니다. ADHD 학생들이 늘고 있지만 교육 당국 차원의 별도 조사나 치료 지원은 부족한 상황입니다. 초등학교 1, 4학년, 중학교 1학년, 고등학교 1학년 학생들을 대상으로 실시하고 있는 정서행동 특성 검사에 집중력이나 자기 통제 관련 항목이 있지만 진단이 아닌 단순 경향성을 파악하는 수준에 불과해 ADHD 학생을 가려내는 데는 한계가 있습니다. 상당수 ADHD 학생들은 정신과 치료를 통해 약물 치료를 받지만 투약을 중단하는 경우가 많고 아예 치료를 받지 않고 방치되는 경우도 적지 않습니다. 이에 따라 교육계에선 ADHD 학생의 치료, 회복을 돕고 교육활동 침해 문제를 해결하기 위해 정부 차원에서보다 체계적인 대책을 마련해야 한다는 목소리가 나옵니다. 전문가는 이미 ADHD는 학교 현장에서 상당히 중요한 문제로 인식되고 있다며 국가 차원에서 정책적으로 이를 꾸준히 진단하고 치료까지 지원할 수 있는 교육복지 시스템을 마련해야 한다고 강조했습니다.
Seems like ADHD is on the rise worldwide. Even in America, I think it's climbed more than 30%. The current standing is said to be at 10% of U.S. children have ADHD. South Korea is seeming to follow behind as well. But first, let's take a look at some key terms and expressions. 골머리를 앓다, 첫 번째 줄에 있죠. The first line, it says, ADHD를 겪는 학생들이 증가하면서 교사들이 골머리를 앓고 있다고 하는데요. So this basically means, well, 골 is head, bone, so to say. 머리 is head. So it's an interesting term where you grammatically speaking, 머리, 골 would be the right term, but somehow it's used in the opposite order. Now, on top of that, we don't use this term simply just to talk about the head. You know, they combine it together to use when you're talking about a headache. So not the headache coming from sickness like a migraine, but rather about emotional or psychological situations. 앓다 means to suffer. So it would mean suffering headache, but kind of psychologically, right? 골머리를 앓다. Next, we have 정밀한 대책이 있는데요. ADHD 학생의 치료와 다른 학생들의 학습권 보장을 위해 보다 정밀한 대책을 마련해야 한다라고 적혀 있는데요. Needing precise measures, needing precise response, so to say, when it comes to treating these students. 투약 같은 경우는 to take medicine. 약 obviously means medicine, but To actually means to throw. So throwing the medicine is a sort of kind of throwing them into your body, which means to inject, or in this case, to consume. 방치되다 means to leave alone or to be left alone. 그래서 아예 치료를 받지 않고 방치되는 경우도 적지 않다고 하는데요. Left without anyone's responsibility. If we're talking about the duty or responsibility, it could also be translated into negligence. And so 마련하다 means to prepare. arrange, you know, 교육복지 시스템을 마련해야 한다고 적혀 있는데요. Or set something up in order to prepare for the expected events. Let's take a look at the full translation. Teachers are experiencing headaches as the number of students suffer from ADHD increases. There are voices in the education community that more precise measures should be taken not only to prevent infringement of teaching rights, but also to treat ADHD students and guarantee other students' right to study as well. The problem is that as the number of ADHD students increases, not only the right to teach, but also the right to study by other students is increasing. ADHD is characterized by being distracted and impulsive due to lack of attention. For this reason, students who have ADHD often interfere with classes, especially for lower grade elementary school students who do not yet have developed social skills. Although the number of ADHD students is increasing, there is a lack of research or treatment support at the education authorities level. There are items related to concentration or self-control in the emotional behavior characteristic test conducted for first and fourth grade elementary school students, middle school students, and high school first year students. But these only show the tendency, making it hard to identify ADHD students. Many ADHD students receive medication through psychiatric treatment, but they often stop taking medication and they are left untreated. As a result, there are voices in the education community that the government should come up with more systematic measures to help ADHD students treat and recover and to solve the problem of infringement of educational activities. Experts say ADHD is already recognized as an important problem in the school field. At the national level, we need to establish an educational welfare system that can continuously diagnose and support treatment. Well said. We'll leave you guys with a quick song break. That was our headline. Here is Silk Sonic, Leave the Door Open.